Fund That Wall Demonstrators Speak Out at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue by Robert Krajicek on February 25, 2019. Supporters of President Donald Trump's proposal for a southern border wall demonstrated before the White House on Saturday in Washington, D.C. The rally included Angel families who shared their stories with rallygoers. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the event's head organizer, told Breitbart News, "I'm nobody special, I'm just an American and I'm a business owner. And I decided it's time to stand up and speak out for the Angel families, for our nation's purity, and our veterans, and our law enforcement. Chris Odette, he is amazing. He's a combat veteran, and his story is so tragic. His wife died, and then I believe it was 18 months later his daughter was killed by the illegal. He has suffered tremendous loss, but just having home come and speak was so great. He was so willing, and that was a wonderful thing. We want the wall," added Green. "We support our president. We want national security. We do not want an American citizen to be murdered or lose their life due to crimes committed by an illegal alien." Entitled Fund That Wall, the event's online description warned of socialism as a means used to destroy America. "This entire event is not about any one group or political party. It is all about Americans standing up to demand that our federal government work for America and abide by our Constitution and not infringe on our rights. We must be unified, cohesive, and not be divided. Together we stand, divided we fall. Because the time is now, that we have to act and stand up to the traitors in Congress that refuse to fund the wall, have become socialist intent to destroy our country, and do not represent the people of America, we are descending on Washington, D.C. to demand action. The American Border Foundation is getting behind the D.C. rally. Let's unify our message and join together to demand our federal government work for us." As a featured speaker at the rally, Dion Alexander called for an American First ethos of national unity to overcome left-wing ethnic, racial, religious, and sexual agitation campaigns. "A lot of you people claim to be Italian Americans, French Americans, Mexican Americans, but guess what? You go to your countries and you are no more Mexican than I am African, so you are an American first. We share an American culture. We share an American flag. There is no separation in this country no matter how hard Democrats and liberals try to push it. There's no separation. The only way they can separate us is if we allow them to separate us. We all know that socialism is not the way. You're looking at a man that grew up in the projects. If we had socialism, guess what? There was no way that I could take advantage of capitalism and become the man that I am today. Watch." Will Johnson, founder of Unite America First, also spoke at the rally. "Watch. I confronted Kamala Harris," began Johnson. "I confronted Kevin DeLeon, and asked them directly, 'Why are you putting illegals before the American people?' And they were dumbfounded that someone would ask them that question. So every time you see any one of these politicians, you ask them, 'Why are you putting illegals before the American people? We elected you to help the American people, not illegals.' So just remember, I'm going to keep mine short because it's getting cold and these liberal tears are coming down. When 2020 time comes, everyone has got to say, 'Vote DEM, vote Dem out.'" Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.